Howdy y'all, and welcome back to my podcast series, Life Can Kiss My Ass. We are on episode 2 of this series. Thank y'all so much for tuning back in. It means the world to me. I hope y'all liked the first episode. Without further ado, let's get into it. Continuing on from the first episode, I left it off as, you know, I had to move back home because of my dad. He did not want to pay for me to fail classes, in his words. So I had to move back in with my parents, and I decided to kind of correct or help my GPA by going to the community college there. It was, I want to say, North Central Texas College, community college back home. And I decided to take a few classes there for a couple semesters to try to fix my GPA, because after that semester at Texas State, Lord knows it needed some help. I chose a major that kind of dealt with English. My mom had always told me growing up that writing was my passion, and I never really wanted to embrace it. I still struggle embracing it just because it's hard seeing myself do that as a career, but I do know my abilities that I have when it comes to writing. So I decided to give it a chance. I chose an English teaching major with a teaching certificate. That was going to be what I wanted to transfer into at the four-year university back home, which was University of North Texas. I decided to apply after taking multiple classes, and I actually got in. I got accepted into the College of Education to pursue that degree. However, my intuition was not where it needed to be. Unfortunately, I let a boy get in my head. As I'm sure if you have any girlfriends, daughters, anything like that, you know, we let men influence our choices. It sucks, and it even goes for men. Your loved ones, people you have feelings for, they really do influence your choices and your decisions, even if you don't realize it. And that's unfortunately what I let happen in this shenanigan of an experience. I met this boy. We had went to high school together, and I fell for him. We had so much fun together, we shared so many common interests, and I hung out with him constantly. Well, he was already down here in College Station. He was going to A&M, so I decided, why don't I go to A&M and go live with this guy? Terrible decision. My dad told me it was a bad decision, my mom told me it was a bad decision, but being the stubborn, you know, 19-year-old that I was, I said, I'm gonna do it anyway. So before I had even gotten the decision back from A&M letting me know if I got in or not, my ass really moved down there. I mean, I packed my stuff up and I moved down there with this boy. I later found out that I did not get into A&M, which was super disappointing. I guess not all my credits worked, so I had to go to Blinn, the new Rellis campus. I had decided to go there, and again, I changed my major, and my dad was kind of growing impatient at this point because I was switching back and forth. So I had chose to do nursing, pre-nursing. I couldn't tell you why. I just picked it, and I went with it. Well, that did not go that well, and honestly, I had been with this guy for, I want to say, 8-9 months at this point, and it turns out that he was a liar. It was just lie after lie after lie, and I could only take so much, honestly, and sometimes people turn out to be completely different once you move in with them, so that was terrible. I cried and I cried, and I had to move out. I had to move in with a coworker at the time because he kicked me out after I broke up with him. And so that kind of set me back. However, I did end up finding a man at Blinn. And this man turned out to be my husband. I did not know that I wanted to marry him at first. And we had dated for quite a while. and we had met in a biology class. Well, so that ended up turning into something more. We moved in together, we got an apartment, and life was going pretty good. I got my shit together. My dad actually stopped paying for my college because I decided to change my major again after realizing pre-nursing just was not it for me. So I lost all financial support from my dad, and I did have to take a year off. I had to take a whole year off of school just to figure out what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to go back to Texas State. I didn't know if I wanted to stay here. I had no idea. But I did end up working through it, and I decided, you know what? I'm gonna get this done. I'm gonna get my shit together. I'm gonna put myself back through school. I don't need someone to financially depend on. I don't need that to go get my education. So I went back to Blinn for a semester, took the last few classes I needed, passed them, and I applied to A&M. And it turns out I was actually at work at like 6:30 in the morning, and I opened up my Howdy portal, and I got an acceptance to click on. And I literally cried at 6:30 in the morning at Home Depot because I had gotten into A&M. And I just remember that was probably one of the best moments of my life because I worked so hard for it. So that was pretty cool. And I thought, you know what? Things are looking up, you know, but joke's on me. So, you know, I'm dating this guy for a while. We did end up getting married. I was working full time. I was going to school full time. And then I actually decided to start my own Etsy shop as a second source of income. And because I wanted to try it out, you know, I wanted to see what I was capable of, if I could own my own shop, you know, sell products, stuff like that. And I thought life was going great. However, it wasn't, unfortunately. The person that I was supposed to love and who was supposed to love me started treating me bad after we got married, and I didn't understand that. I would get criticized constantly. There was no support for anything that I wanted to try. And it sucked because I really didn't have anybody down here besides him. And it really just broke me down, like, as a person, and it was very hard trying to have that motivation to go to school and go to work and then also run my Etsy shop on the side, because the person that was supposed to believe in me the most couldn't even uplift me or support me in things that I wanted to do, and it sucked. I didn't have a best friend here, and it was really hard. I will say, though, throughout all this and while this was happening, I did have someone in my corner. You know, I had my best friend, Blake. He does live in Corpus Christi, so he's pretty far away, but we made it a point to keep in contact and FaceTime. Honestly, I don't know if I could have gotten through last spring just mentally and emotionally without having that best friend support by my side. I did bring Blake on just to answer a couple questions. All right, Blake, thank you so much for agreeing to answer these questions for me. My first question is, do you think that it's important to support your significant other in anything that they're passionate about or that they're willing to try or that they want to try?
I mean, well, of course, that's the person you entrusted your life to have your back at all times, no matter what the problem is, or even if it is a problem or not, it's just something to support the significant other. And it should just be coming natural since you love that person. And whenever they do support you, it's a reassuring thing for the other. And which is very, very healthy for a relationship.
And then my second question is, do you think that it's important to have a best friend or a partner or someone that you can rely on to help you through your journey of life?
I mean, it wouldn't necessarily make it easier or make the journey easier, but it does add somebody that has the same ideology as you, considering they're your best friend. And so you'll more than likely come out with similar solutions or conclusions and create a stress-free environment for each other.
All right, we're out of time, but thank you so much, Blake, for answering those questions. Guys, always remember, it is so important to have someone there for you, whether it be your significant other or a best friend. Always, always, always have someone in your corner that's going to uplift you and support you in things that you're passionate about. Keep your head up, stay positive, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much.